Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, this is Victorious Living. We are grateful to have you with us this day. We praise God. We give Him all the glory because all the glory belongs to Him. And we thank Him for His Son. We thank Him for Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. We thank Him. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Master, we are just grateful for You to allow us just to come into Your presence, God. We are just grateful, Lord. We are grateful for this moment, this opportunity that You alone has given us to come and study and learn more about You and to glorify You, O God. Master, we are just grateful. O God, we thank You, Master, for everything that You're doing in our lives, oh God. We are just grateful, God. Grateful, God, because You picked us. We are handpicked by You, oh God. And we are grateful today, Lord. We thank You, God. We thank You for Your many blessings that You continually shower all around us, all over us. Yes, God, we are grateful, God. Oh, Master, we know that there is so much that goes on every day, all day long. Oh, God, we know that there are many that are in bereavement right now, oh, God. But we ask You, God, to touch, God. Touch them, God. Oh, let them know that You're with them. You're with them. And that a brighter day is on the way. A brighter day, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. The spirit that, a spirit of heavy heart, oh God. Master, we ask in the name of Jesus that You remove it, oh God. Don't let it linger too long, oh God, to remove that heart, oh God, that heart that is heavy right now, God. Oh, we ask You in the name of Jesus to give us all the, we will give You all the praise. We will give You all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Oh, we just thank God again for allowing us to come together for this day. Because this is the day that He has created. Yes, yes, yes. And we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Go and get your water. Yeah, go get your water. Yeah, we have learned the importance of water. Yeah, we have learned that water helps to purify the body. It pushes all the impurities through. So we drink water. Yes, yes, yes. Go and get your water. Glory to God. We know that we have been studying about the body, and on last week we were talking about we talked about the tongue. We were talking about the tongue. Yeah, the tongue. And so this week we're going to move quickly into the heart. Yeah, the heart. The heart pumps the blood. It pumps the blood. Yeah, we know that, huh? It pumps the blood, which carries the vital materials, which helps our bodies function, and it removes the waste, the production, the products that we do not need. It removes that. It removes the waste far away. Yeah, it removes it. So the heart is a muscle organ in the most, it's in most animals, which jumps the blood through the blood vessels. Oh, yes. Glory to God, huh? Think about how God has created His creation, how He alone has created us, huh? Think about it. Think about it. Yeah. How the blood flows through the blood vessels of the circulatory system that we have. So it circulates all through the body. The blood provides the body with oxygen and nutrients, as well as assist in the removal of waste. Yes. And we know that waste, we all have waste. Waste is the impurities that are lacking, that are lingering many times in the body. Yeah. So in humans, the heart is located between the lungs. Mm-hmm. In the middle compartment of the chest. Now we know every living person has a functional heart, even though it appears many times that some have no heart at all. Now, why am I saying that? We may have a heart, but we may be alive, and we may be alive and well, but we act quite often heartless. We act heartless. And what am I saying when I say heartless? Turn with me to Ezekiel. That's Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. And we're going to just really look at verse 26. So I said many times we act as if we are heartless. So we have no heart. We have no feelings. Mm-hmm. We have no concern for one another. So in the Ezekiel 36, it states that, moreover, I will give you a new heart, and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, a heart. Yeah. So what are we saying here? And that's in Ezekiel, in the book of Ezekiel. I'm going to just go with that real quickly because I just need to make sure, double check myself here. We're talking about Ezekiel, and God is speaking in this passage that we're in right here. So that's Ezekiel 36, and we've got verse 26, and I'm going to be looking real quickly, make sure. Yeah, and it says, I will give you a new heart with new and right desires, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony heart, a heart of sin, and give you a new obedient heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, what are we saying here? Yeah, we're talking about, first of all, the Lord is the Lord. Our God is talking to us. Yeah. And in this conversation, it's very obvious that someone is far off, more far than they should be. So he's saying to this particular person, who is us, that he will remove. So he's gonna actually do what my kids would say, a surgery. Yeah, he's gonna actually do a surgery. But this particular surgery is gonna be a spiritual surgery, Yeah. So he says that the Lord is speaking here, and he says to us that I will give you a new heart, one with new desires and right desires, and I will put a new spirit in you. So that means you have a heart, but the heart that you may have is not functioning properly. Yeah, it's not doing what God feels it should do. Yeah. Look at that. The question: Will he actually cut my heart out? And put in another heart? No. He's not going to operate in that fashion. He said, I will take your stony heart, the heart of sin, and give you a new obedient heart. So how is this going to be done? If it's, I'm not going to have surgery, it's not going to be a cutting, a something, one cutting my chest, I have to go to sleep. How is it going to be done? This is going to be done spiritually. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Only God could do this. Only God could have a spiritual, give us a spiritual surgery. Only God. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear. When we were in sin, we disobeyed God. Simple, simple, simple. We disobeyed. And God will spiritually remove that sin. He's going to remove that sinful nature that dwells in the heart. The heart that rejects God. Hallelujah. He's going to take it away. Glory to God. How? He's going to take it away, first of all, by the confession that you will make. You will make the confession that you will repent. Glory to God. Yeah. You're going to repent. You're going to go into a word of repentance. Yeah. Asking God to forgive you for all your sins, that he will come in and renew you from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. Huh? And then we will see that there's two hearts. Two hearts. Mm-hmm. There will be a stony heart that will be present. Mm-hmm. But God will give us a heart of obedience. So this, what he's saying, he's going to give us a heart of obedience, a willing heart to follow Jesus. So he's going to actually renew, hallelujah, he's going to renew our heart. He's going to renew. Look at Psalms 51 and verse 10. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. We just thank God. Yeah, we thank God for his love. Because, see, it's all through his love. Hallelujah. That we are able to receive, that we are able to receive this. Psalms 51 and 10, it says, simple, create in me. Who's talking here? This is David. Oh, yes, David. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. David. David is speaking regarding the time when Nathan, the prophet, came to him. After David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, David went before God. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's easy. It's easy to go before God. Oh, it's easy. Men will say that's hard. I don't know. I can't do it. It is easy to sit quietly, to get into the presence of God, to close your eyes and bring in the repentant spirit. Yeah, the spirit that confess that I have sinned, O God, that I have done wrong. Yeah. So here we see that David has come to a place of surrender. Yeah. He's come to a place called surrender. Uh-huh. And repentance is right there waiting on him. The spirit of repentance, hallelujah, is present as he asks God to give him a clean heart. Mm-hmm. So this tells us that we too are aware of our hearts being polluted, being toxic, being filthy. We know this. See, when we're in sin, we don't need nobody to tell us we're in sin. We already know that we are in sin. We already know that we have rejected God. We know. We know better. Yeah, we know. So here we see it is a choice that God has given us. What choice? What choice has God given us? Mm-hmm. A choice to ask for the removal of a stony heart. The heart that does not care about anyone else. Mm-hmm. The heart that is so selfish and self-centered. Yeah. The heart that is hateful. And living in a cesspool of malice and gall. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, and that's really what it is, because you're in malice. Yeah, and you're self-centered, so you don't see that you're not, you haven't done any wrong. You're self-centered. You're the only one who has achieved. You're the only way that it can be done. Yeah, so you're self-centered. Yeah, the heart. This is our word tonight. The heart. Mm-hmm. The heart can be redeemed. Yeah, it can be redeemed. The heart can be cleaned. The heart can be revived. The heart can allow the pure blood, the pure blood, clean it. The pure blood of Jesus Christ can come in and it can flow through the heart. Yeah, the heart no longer needs to be carnal. The heart no longer needs to have a cardiac arrest. You know, when you're having a heart attack, you know, you got to bring in a team because you're in this distress situation. Yeah, yeah. So you're having a heart attack. Yeah. So the heart that we're talking about tonight, you don't have to stay. You don't have to stay in a state of pollution. You don't have to. Galatians 4 and verse 6 tells us. That's Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6. Yeah. God is giving us a heart. It says here, because you are sons, because you have chosen to be sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. He sent it. He sent the Spirit. The minute, the very second that we repent, the very second that our heart and our tongue lines up together, glory to God, and the words come out, and we begin to use our mind, and we begin to line everything up, and the words come out, Father, forgive me. I have sinned against you, God. I've sinned. I've walked away. I've rejected you. And because we are Gentiles, and have become His children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son, glory to God, the Spirit of His Son to come into our hearts. Hallelujah. Yeah. And now we, I say we because I'm included too. I said we can call God our dear Father. Isn't that good? Isn't that good when you know who you are? And when you know about the family, you know this is your Father. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because of the heart. Yeah. Because of the heart that has changed. The heart. Yeah. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it says to us, you shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart. With all your heart, love your Lord. Hallelujah. And with all your soul, and with all your might. Now, loving God. So that means when we take on the relationship of loving God, hallelujah, having a relationship with Him, having a family connection, because now He is our Father. Glory to God. So this means that our soul, our mind, our spirit, our body, and our heart has lined up. It has all lined up with an almighty God. Huh? Yeah. It's all lined up. So this means now that we are in the fullness. Glory to God. We're in the fullness of Him. We're in the fullness. So we are loving. We are loving our sister. We are loving our brother. Regardless of race, creed, or color, we are loving. Am I talking to anybody? We loving. Yeah. We loving our enemy. Yeah. We're loving our enemy. We're loving those who have despitefully used us. Glory to God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Because now, see, we're in the fullness. We're in the fullness of him. Because we have taken on, hallelujah, the heart, the mind, the soul of God, huh? We've taken on this. We're all in this. We're connected. Yeah, our heart has changed. It says here in Deuteronomy, it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Your might. So that means with all your strength. It's all the strength that you have. Yeah. The very least of strength you may have sometime, when you feel very low, when you feel that you can't, you still will love him. Yeah. No matter what's going on in your life, you still will have the gumption to love him. Mm-hmm. And in loving him, again, I say, you will love others. Yeah. You will love others who despitefully use you. And you see that. We see it today. Despitefully use us. Yeah. But we love them. We love them with the love of Christ. Why? Because our hearts, hallelujah, our hearts has changed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Our hearts has changed into the fullness. Yeah. We're in the fullness of Christ. In the fullness. And in the fullness of him, he is the love. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He gives us the agape love. Yeah. And so that's the love that's in the heart. And it's in the heart of the believer. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, this is Moses. Moses is writing this. And this is what God has commanded Moses to write before his death. Yeah. We know that Moses didn't see the promised land. But Moses did take part in a lot of the firsthand experiences, yeah, that we read about. Yes, yes, yes. In this particular book, we know that Joshua continued and completed this book after the death of Moses. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. So we, as believers, have to give away, give up that stony heart, mm-hmm, to get a heart of flesh. And see, when we have a heart of flesh, we have feelings, and we are concerned about one another. We don't walk around and see someone in need and act like we don't see it. Why? Because we have the heart of Christ. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, we have the heart. Yeah, we have the heart of Christ. Proverbs 3 and 5 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart. This is my favorite. Trust in him with all your heart. Even when you can't see him, even when you can't trace him, but you trust him, knowing, hallelujah, that he's ever-present. He's ever-present. He's an ever-present God. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, give him your heart. Hallelujah. Mm, yeah. So we pray tonight that God will give us a heart. Yeah, to give us the heart, to renew our heart, to remove that stony heart, to remove it far away, as far as the east is from the west. Yeah, to remove it, that we would no longer desire to have a heart of stone, that we would desire to have a heart of compassion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we would desire to have a heart of love. Mm-hmm. Of love for one another. Glory to God. Yeah. That our heart will see no color. It will be colorless, our heart, because our heart will be a heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And many times when we desire this, and we know that the process takes time. It takes time. Nothing happens real quick. But we can always ask God. We can always go to our Father and ask him to help me, God. To help me, oh God. To help me to have the heart that you desire for me to have. Oh, God, the heart of love. Mm-hmm. The heart of concern for my sister. The heart of concern for my brother. The heart that gives encouraging words. Oh, God, help us. Help us to have a heart that is concerned with one another. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. He tells us that we should never let our heart be troubled. Mm-hmm. Don't let the heart be troubled. If we believe in him, that's what he said. If we believe in him, we believe in him. So we believe in Jesus also. Yeah. And we don't let our heart be troubled. We don't become in a place of being dismayed. We protect our heart. Hallelujah. We protect our heart at all times. Yeah. We protect it. And we keep it. Keep it in a safe place. Our heart is valuable to us. Yeah. As we value our relationship with our Father. Glory to God. We value that relationship. That relationship that we have with him is very important. And we want to keep the relationship as we keep our heart clean. David said, give me a clean heart. A clean heart. Yes, it is. Where no gall is, where no filth is, a clean heart that will keep our body clean and purified. Glory to God. And this is our heart. This is our desire. Hey, you too will have a clean heart. As we will have a clean heart. And we pray and we ask God to keep us. Yeah, to keep us in right standing with him. To keep us in the right relationship. So we would be he would be our Father and we would be his sons and daughters. Glory to God. And that he would be pleased with us. Yeah. As we use the heart in showing love and showing concern, all in our communities, showing love, showing concern, taking the time to teach someone that does not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that have no sense of direction. Yeah. Yes. This is what our heart does. Glory to God. Our heart. Yeah. When we have the relationship with our Father. Mm-hmm. When we have that relationship with him. Yeah. He has taken the time to teach us so that we will go out and teach others. Glory to God. We're not taught to sit on it. We're not taught to hold our mouths tight. No, we are taught for our hearts to speak. Ooh, hallelujah. Our hearts will speak and say kind words and say words of encouraging. Yeah. Our hearts will give kind words, give kind gestures, and give strongly the right direction. Yeah. We see it every day that someone is lost. But we open up our mouths and let our heart speak. Glory to God. The heart of God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, Master. Yeah, we thank you for teaching us how to renew our hearts, oh God. We ask you, O God, to stay with us. In Jesus' name we pray. We look forward to having you back here with us on Sunday evening with God Favored Ministry, Pastor Vivian George. Yes, and on Friday again with Victorious Living. You know, it's just a joy to serve God. It's a joy to learn more about him. His will, his ways. Glory to God. Yes. And remember, your heart has been changed. Your heart has been renewed. Amen.